Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli. Let's jump in here. And this is a guy who knows all too well Antifa as he's covered it directly.
Died in a shootout with U.S. Marshals. In 2021, I returned undercover, naively thinking that enough time had passed, and was chased through the streets of downtown and beaten, nearly choked out. The person who was trying to choke me out held me so tightly that I had the blood, the vessels in my eyes burst. So one of the symptoms were my eyes were completely bred after that, and I was hospitalized. So thank you so much for acknowledging Antifa and for directing your administration to treat them as domestic terrorists. It's going to be really challenging because how they organize is that they are decentralized, autonomous, and they operate on deception. And we're still to this day told that they don't exist, that it's a figment of our imagination. I think the DOJ could look at federal conspiracy charges. The state of California and San Diego County last year broke up an Antifa cell in San Diego. And I think maybe perhaps the State Department should designate Antifa, its international arm, as a foreign terrorist organization, FTO. So thank you so much for this invitation, thank Mr. you. President.
Thank you very much, Andy. Great. That's a rough time you had, huh? So the chokeout was almost the end, you felt?
Yeah, that was my only near-death experience in my life, and I'm quite shaken when I think about it now. It really feels unbelievable to me that on the streets of America that this type of violence against citizens could become so routine and accepted and cheered on by people. Although, you know, in the immediate aftermath of Mr. Kirk's assassination, we saw again that type of depravity play out on quite large swaths of the left. So there's a deep sickness that's in this country right now, and it pains me a lot to acknowledge it.
Yeah, the amazing thing is you look at Portland, and you see fires all over the place. You see fights and, I mean, just violence. It's just so crazy. And then you talk to the governor, and she acts like everything is totally normal. There's nothing wrong. It's almost like, are you waking up from a dream or something? You see it on your network. You see it all over the place. And it's so bad. It's so crazy. It's like the movies you see for the kids. I guess not only the kids, adults also, where you have these bombed out cities and these bombed out people. It's like worse than that. I don't think they could make a movie as bad. And then the governor will get up and say, I don't know why they're coming here. It's such a wonderful place. And the amazing thing is the people want us to be there. The people, when they get the real people that live there, many of them have left. But the real people want us to be the same thing in Chicago. So they've had 60, 70 murders over a short period of time. Murders, people that got shot. They've had hundreds of people shot. And then a guy like Pritzker or this low IQ mayor gets up. I mean, he got up. He's got a 5% approval rating. And the people are all against him. They want people to come. Beautiful black women are wearing a MAGA hat. Last night on television, beautiful people. And they said, we don't care who comes, just stop the crime. They don't care, frankly, they don't care if it's National Guard, military, send in anybody you want, stop the crime. and they're afraid to go out. They can't even go out. And then a guy like Pritzker, think of that, 50, 60, 70 people over a short period of time murdered, actually murdered, mostly gun violence, but knives, but gun violence, they're murdered, and hundreds of people shot. They had one weekend where they had like 18 murdered and 71 shot. But they said, you know what their excuse is? Yeah, but it was a long weekend. In other words, it was a long weekend, so that was okay. And then Pritzker gets up and he says, like, I don't know what they're talking about. We don't have crime here. They're crazy. I think actually they're petrified. You know, their families live there, everything else. I actually think they're scared. Pritzker was a failure in his family. They threw him out of the family business. The guy's a loser. But you know what? They actually, I believe they're scared. They're actually frightened for their lives. Jack, please say a few words.
Mr. President, thank you so much for having us here today and holding this.
Jack Sobieck, our buddy, who will be at the Wildwood rally on Friday.
Antifa is real. Antifa has been around in various iterations for almost 100 years in some instances, going back to the Weimar Republic in Germany. And it's now been just under 1 month since we saw a far leftist murder, Charlie Kirk, and we saw thousands upon thousands of people, other far leftists and people in positions of authority, people like nurses and pilots and doctors and HR departments celebrating the death and the murder of Charlie Kirk. This sickness that's out there is absolutely real. And Mr. President, thank you for mentioning the fact that one of the bullet casings read, "Hey, fascist, catch," on it. One of the other bullet casings right next to that had "Bella Ciao" written on it. Now, "Bella Ciao" is a song that is known in Antifa circles as the international anthem of Antifa. And all of us around this room that have studied Antifa were very familiar with these symbols. And Mr. President, I think the situation is getting worse. When you look at people like Luigi Maggioni, in his 20s, Thomas Matthew Crooks, of course, who took a shot at you, sir, the ICE shooter in Dallas, and now this Tyler Robinson, we're starting to see a pattern of more and more murderous violence. And this same violence is not just random. It is targeted assassinations, which are getting worse. And every single one of us in this room that goes out there, and obviously you as well, sir, and all the staff, we are now under that threat every single day. And working there at Turning Point USA, and I've spent just about the last month out there in Phoenix with Erica, with the family, with the team, and I will tell you this, Mr. President, even though going through something like that, which is an absolute nightmare, and people say, you know, what was it like to speak in front of all those people? It was horrible. Every second of it was horrible. But we're not going to quit. And Turning Point USA is continuing the tour that Charlie was on. We had 6,000 people when we went back to Utah. We had 5,000 people last night in Montana, if you can believe that. We are continuing to organize on campus. We are getting more and more people coming out in the face of this threat, knowing what happened to Charlie. But Mr. President, we need to do something about this, because I fear that the next one who could be killed could be sitting at this table right now. And we're not going to stop, but they need to stop, and they will not stop until they are stopped. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate it very much. One thing I have to say is that Washington, D.C. was almost as bad. I don't know what could be worse than Portland. You don't even have sewers anymore. They don't even put glass up. They put plywood on their windows, but most of the retailers have left. But Washington, D.C. was so bad. And Pam, I'd say it took 12 days to really make it pretty good and a month to make it great. And now people are going out to dinner. The restaurants are booming. They don't have enough seats. They're opening up new restaurants because many of them closed. And people are walking down the street totally safe. A reporter, I'm not sure if she's there. I can't see the summary reporter. There she is. She was violently assaulted. And I don't know. She tends to be somewhat liberal, but she wasn't liberal on this one. I appreciated your honesty, but that won't happen again. It won't happen again. You're lucky you're alive, frankly, with what happened. I know exactly what took place. So Washington, D.C., our capital, we thought we'd start there appropriately, and it's safe, and people are so happy. They're so happy. And now it's a couple of months. I went to dinner there. I felt totally safe. I gave a press conference right in the middle of the street, which I don't think Secret Service was thrilled about. But, you know, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't have wanted to do it 6 months ago. It's incredible what happened. Now we're in Memphis. As you know, we're having a great impact in Memphis. It's been only a week, but it's Cash, I hear it's been amazing what's happening there just very early. You take a look at D.C. and you take a look at some of the other. We've had a big impact there. What we haven't said, because Pritchko said, well, crime is going down in Chicago. Well, 5 months ago, Cash went to Chicago with a lot of FBI agents just to prepare it so that we went in with, I guess you could call it a surge, call it whatever you want, but would be even more effective. And we're going to be doing that and very, very strongly doing that because Chicago is a very unsafe city. It's a great city. The head of the Union Pacific Railroad said, sir, please save Chicago. It's a great city. It can be saved. Other cities are gone. I mean, they're lost. They can get better, but they're just really, they've been so decimated. But I'm so proud of what they've done so quickly in D.C. And it's taking place quickly in Memphis, where we were asked to go by the mayor and by the governor. And it's really incredible what we can do and how fast we can do it. Let's go for two more. Would you like to go? And then, Katie, you'll go. Okay, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, for having us here. And you know, not to sound like a broken record, but it needs to be said that Antifa is real. Yeah. It's real. It's a threat. I just saw them last weekend over in Portland while they're causing mayhem over there. And the reason why they're such a big problem is because we have Democrats and a lot of people in the mainstream media.
We're going to jump out of this. We'll jump back in. It's going to be, I think, pretty much all afternoon. So we're going to kind of monitor this back and forth a little bit. But obviously, if there's somebody that we know, like Jack, we'll take it. And like I said, he's going to be at the rally in Wildwood on Friday with us, Jack Sobieck. So that's cool that he's there at the White House today. And he is his expertise and his willingness to want to help with the race in New Jersey for Jack Cittarelli is a big deal. So we're very, very excited about that. This Antifa stuff, I mean, it's real. The violence is real. Obviously, they are organized. They have money. Finding out who's behind the money, finding out where all that money comes from, finding out who's writing the checks. ICE says they're having a nightly battle with Antifa in Portland right now as we speak, going on. And of course, we all remember the summer of love in 2020 when we had all the violence that Antifa was causing. And the irony is that they say they're anti-fascist and that these are the fascist tactics that we were all warned about. I mean, that's what Antifa is doing. These are fascist tactics. They're trying to shut down political speech they don't agree with, trying to cause civil unrest, trying to make people scared to speak their mind. That's what fascists do. But I don't, you know, I mean, then you get people like that Tubby Pritzker out in Illinois who still making the Nazi comparisons, still making the Nazi regime comparisons that are, I don't know what to say other than you're going to wind up getting more people like this engaged in going after people like. There are lunatics out there who think they're on the right side of history by fighting fascists. You know, Jack mentioned the Weimar Republic. I mean, if people could have stopped Hitler back then, they would have. This is why I keep bringing up this analogy. Why you should stop making Nazi and Hitler references, because somebody out there is going to think I could be a hero and stop the next Adolf Hitler. I have to stop doing that. Political debate, political discourse, heated political rhetoric, all that's fine. But when you keep going down the Nazi fascist route, this is what I think you're going to see. I think you're going to see more political violence. I really do. There's a lot of very unstable people out there. We know that. But here's Tubby Pritzker, cut number 4. Take a listen.
Talking about is authoritarianism. We could have talked about Pol Pot. We could have talked about authoritarians across history. I chose something I know very well. I helped to build a Holocaust museum. And what I know is in the early days of the Nazi regime, they started slowly but surely taking away people's rights. And what we're seeing now is the very same thing.
What rights?
They've gone into cities now with the military. Think about that. In your lifetime, have you ever seen anything like that, where the president of the United States is sending military or troops dressed as military, ICE and CBP, in camouflage with automatic weapons into our major cities? It's wrong. And indeed, especially at a time when it's the president of the United States who's causing the mayhem on the ground. We've actually done very well in Chicago, bringing down crime, addressing the needs of victims.
There's literally footage from Portland, Oregon, from this weekend of Antifa setting things on fire and destroying property. I just don't understand why guys like him are so opposed to this. Why won't they just try to help? You know, turn around and say, all right, let's go after this violence together. We'll do this as a joint task force. Like I've mentioned to you before, they have joint tasks forces. It's not a new thing. It's a thing that this government has employed with state and local partners. And not just in hit HBO shows like Task, which is a great show, and I highly recommend it. But to go after the mafia and to go after Grand Theft Auto, drug dealers, kidnappers, people that exploit children, and on and on. Why are they so opposed to working with the feds on stopping Antifa and going after illegal immigrants? Why? Why do they act as if now that this is some sort of invasion? These troops are not coming in and going after lawfully peaceful American citizens who are just minding their own business but not wearing their MAGA hats. That's not what's happening here. And to make these comparisons to Nazi Germany when they went in and rounded up political enemies is just historically inaccurate, and it's completely and utterly wrong to do. And people that don't know any better are going to think that that's what's happening, and that's not what's happening here. If the National Guard, made up of citizens, starts turning around and going after people on the left because of their political ideologies and their political beliefs, okay, then we can talk. Then we can talk that this is echoes of Nazi Germany. But until that happens, can we stop it? They're helping law enforcement go after criminals. And what the National Guard's role is to protect the federal troops who are doing their job and trying to go after these guys. I just don't know why the governors and the mayors are so resistant to helping. It's a bad look for them. Well, the American people want safe streets. This is a bad, bad look for these people. And I'm telling you, it's going to come back to them. Let me tell you about my friends at Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep and Ram, and Tri-County Toyota. Brian Krieger and his general manager, Jack Donaldson, are the best. Tri-County's family owned and family friendly. Bring your dog. Their dog is Maverick. Really good people. And they are our official car sponsor for our show. And we are so honored by that Tri-County has chosen this show to be their official car partner. And I love that fact. Here are some new Toyota offers for October. It's the perfect time to get inside a new Toyota at Tri-County Toyota. Right now, lease a new 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive for just $309 a month for 36 months. Or buy and get 4.75% financing for 60 months. Or check out a new 2025 Tacoma four-wheel drive double cab SR5. Lease that baby for $239 a month for 36 months. Or get rates as low as 2.99% for 48 months. You can visit them online at tricountytoyota.com to see more. Look for the gigantic American flag that sits between the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram and the Tri-County Toyota dealership. You can't miss it. It's a family dealership together. Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and Tri-County Toyota, close to King of Prussia, Exton, Mainline, everywhere. Stop by, give them a salute, thank them for being part of our show, for sponsoring this show, tricounty.com.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
President is hosting a roundtable on Antifa at the moment, and we are cooking with gasoline here today. Get ready for a couple of big events. First of all, our big rally in Wildwood coming up on Friday. This is going to be an epic, epic day. We've got Fox News is going to be on the scene doing some coverage. Jack Cittarelli, the mail-in ballots are looking really good for him. The rate of return. Jack Sobiech, who's at the White House, he'll be there. Cliff Maloney, who's going to be in studio with me, he'll be there on Friday. Scott Pressler. Don't forget, start your day by going to Mulligan's. Well, you can start your day by seeing, if you want, you can see Ducey's going to be over at this diner in Wildwood. And then you could do that. But if you want to do that in the morning, because Fox and Friends is going to be there in the morning. And then you could go over and see Dom at Mulligan's. And then you can come over and see my show from 3 to 7 p.m. But yeah, Fox News Channel, Steve Ducey will be broadcasting live from North Wildwood. This it's going to be at the Vegas Diner this Friday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. as they do their breakfast with friends. So that's coming up on this Friday. Now, to register, if you want to come to the event, you have to go to 1210wphd.com, click on the link, and then you can join us in Wildwood for that event. And then on Monday, we have a really cool event coming up. It's our Politics and Pints with best-selling author and former Navy SEAL Jack Carr. That is at the Zlock Performing Arts Center in Bucks County, and that Bucks County Community College. So make sure you join us for that as well. It's going to be a really banging good time. Now, let's see. I got a bunch of other things to get to. Yeah, I wanted to share this with you. Pam Bondi yesterday was on Capitol Hill and was testifying. And then afterward, Senator John Kennedy was very, very upset. And what we've learned now in what Kennedy was saying yesterday during the hearing and then after the hearing, he was all over Fox News. He's got a book out now. So, Matt, we should try to get Senator Kennedy on the show. I should have went up to him on Monday. He was there. I tell you that he was on America's Newsroom Monday when I was on America's Newsroom.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he was on there before me. But I didn't go over and say hello to him. I should have, but I didn't, you know, I was too busy doing other things. So, I probably should have went over to him and said, like, hey, Senator, want to come on a big, huge, popular afternoon drive show in Philadelphia? Promote your book? I know you won't ask him, Matt DeSantis.
I've asked him to come on before. I've communicated with his
hell
his
of a job. Team. Has he been on? Justin, am I missing something? Is Kennedy on? Did I miss that?
I haven't seen Senator Kennedy.
Sean, have you seen Senator Kennedy? Is he back there with you? Maybe he's hiding with you.
Nah, I can't say I've seen him.
Sean hasn't seen him, Matt DeSantis, so...
Well, the month is young.
Oh, is that what it is? The month is young. All right. The month is young.
Just like the little person that we were supposed to get, what was it, back in the summer, we were supposed to get for that Matt was supposed to book. I haven't seen a little person.
Oh, the little person.
Yeah, the little person we were supposed to have on the show.
A short king.
Yeah.
We were supposed to have a short king on the show who was the head of the union representing other short king actors. Never happened.
Nothing. I didn't.
The woman was begging to come on shows that would have her. Oh, God. Crickets. Nothing.
She wasn't begging us.
You couldn't get a short king on? Huh? You have that AOC clip, by the way?
I can grab it from yesterday.
Don't have it on him. But
let's grab it from yesterday. That clip is amazing to me. There's no doubt in my mind that woman is thinking about... her mind's in the gutters. Just no doubt about that. Yeah. Short kings. As a man myself, who's not particularly tall, I consider myself to be a short king, but I'm over the limit of being officially a midget. I can't say midget. Sorry, Hank Johnson. A dwarf. Can't say that. You got that? All right, go ahead.
I want to express my love for the short king community. I don't believe in body shaming. I am talking about how big or small someone is on the inside.
On the inside.
Like, for example,
yes,
I have no idea how tall Andrew Tate is.
Right.
No idea at all. But that guy looks to me like 5'3".
Okay.
Like 5'3", 5'4".
Whereas, by the way,
physically,
6'3".
Men yeah. of smaller stature can come across, they are spiritually 6 foot. If you're a good dad, if you stand with women, if you're not belittling immigrants, you're like, you know, 6'3" spiritually. I don't know. Am I being problematic?
I think you're just insane. Are you being problematic? Are you just being stupid? Stop digging. When you get into a hole, stop digging. Put the shovel down. Put the shovel down instead of beating it over the heads of little people. Because that's all you're doing. It's just reminding them that they're not 6'4". And even if you tell me I'm 6'4" on the inside, I'm still not 6'4". And I won't ever be. Unless I go through some sort of very strange operation where they break my legs and add things to my, it's, yeah, very painful. I could wear those things, stilts. I could do stilts. But even if you tell me I'm 6'4" on the inside, that only makes it worse. That makes it worse, in my opinion. That's like saying to the guy who lost, I don't know, prom king, well, in our hearts, you're the prom king. What? What? No, I'm not. I just lost. Well, in our hearts, you're number one. Yeah, but I'm not number one because I didn't come in first place. In our hearts, you did. That just makes it worse, in my opinion. But the lesser Cuomo last night got into it with Eric Trump a little bit, and Eric Trump went off on the lesser over his comments about the president going after political opponents. Did not sit well with Eric Trump. He blew up on the lesser for nearly 3 minutes straight. And, you know, Eric Trump is a pretty reasonable, calm guy. He's not like Don Jr. Like, Don Jr. is always fired up. Eric is a lot more restrained than Don Jr. But even he wasn't having it from the lesser Cuomo last night on News Nation, cut number 3.
Do you think that it is fair to say it looks like the administration is going after its political opponents now and doing exactly what you say you oppose?
Comey? Because, I mean, it seemed very clear to me in the congressional testimony. I don't know, just watching it, I certainly seemed like he lied to me. I mean, I'm also wondering what an FBI director is doing taking memos from the FBI and leaking them to the New York Times. I mean, Chris, I'm a guy that hopes that the FBI director would be keeping planes from flying into buildings, you know, keeping our country safe, keeping the Western way of life safe. Instead, this guy is, you know, communicating every single day with the New York Times. I mean, I'd hope a lot better. But I find it so ironic that you're literally one that's pushing back on the weaponization of government when the very same people that were coming after us, you know, went after your brother, you know, like hounds. I mean, they did everything they could to destroy his governorship. They did everything they could to destroy his life. They did everything they could to destroy you. I sat in that same seat. The only difference is my last name wasn't Cuomo. My last name was Trump. They were trying to destroy my father. And by doing that, they were trying to destroy me, and they were trying to destroy the Trump organization. They were trying to take all our assets and strip our name off of every building in New York City. You've been on the receiving end of the very same people that I've been on the receiving end of. And so to play coy with me as if this isn't happening in the United States of America just seems ironic and foolish given what you've been through more so than anybody.
Hold on a second. What did you just say that you think I'm doing? I'm asking you questions about whether or not if something is wrong, it is also wrong to do the same thing when you get back in power, which certainly happened the first time the administration came in. You went right after Biden. And I don't mean you. You weren't part of the administration. I'll get to you in a second in terms of what's going on right now. But if you think I'm playing coy, you don't know me as well as you should.
All right, that's enough of that. Thank you very much. All right. I'm just saying that the weaponization of government that happened, and this is where I was starting to cue up Senator Kennedy, but then we got distracted by Matt DeSantis and little people, dwarf, midgets, short kings, whatever. I don't know. All I know is that Senator Kennedy was going to say something regarding the weaponization of government. And here is what Senator Kennedy said. And I don't want to wait 24 years to get an answer. Cut 15.
In a certain period of time.
I have not given them a certain period of time. I'll discuss that matter with my staff and see if that needs to be done.
Okay, if civil suits are filed against the perpetrators at the FBI? Will that facilitate your investigation?
Well, what's the question again?
If the eight senators who were spied upon sue the hell out of the Department of Justice and the perpetrators involved, will that facilitate their investigation and or yours? What I'm getting to is I don't understand why we don't have a separate hearing. I find this breathtaking.
Yeah. It's just been 24 hours since the FBI investigated on it. Please give me an opportunity to sort through all this.
Fair enough. I just don't want to wait 24 years to get an answer.
Yeah. We do have an active investigation going on.
Okay, here's what we know regarding this Arctic Frost and the spying of the Democrat senators. What we know and what's come out about all this is that they said it was something to do with this 2020 and the certification and the election and January 6th. And that excuse is not holding water with anybody because all that stuff happened in the past. And this is why, you know, as James Comey today pled not guilty and all these questions are coming out regarding the efforts by Jack Smith and others in government to go after political enemies. You and I are sitting here and we're all asking ourselves the same question. When are there going to actually be, I don't know, prosecutions of these people? Because the Comey is a good start. I mean, that's a really good start, but there were a lot of other people who were involved here who worked for these people. And so far, it's nothing. And I think that is the biggest source of frustration, is that there was an elaborate plot that was going on to go after political enemies of Donald Trump and to go after Donald Trump himself. The FBI, Senate phone records in January the 6th. I mean, none of this stuff adds up here. But the Wall Street Journal asked a really good question. Was Jack Smith looking for evidence to indict a few Republican lawmakers? And he said, President Trump's opponents often act as his biggest enablers, and now comes news that President Biden's FBI went so far in its investigation of the Capitol riot as to obtain telephone records of 9 Republicans in Congress. The source of this revelation is Chuck Grassley, and that's where you heard there. An FBI agent analyzed phone tolls records for GOP Representative Mike Kelly, Pennsylvania, as well as Republican Senators Lindsey Graham, Bill Hagerty, Josh Hawley, Dan Sullivan, Tommy Tuberville, Ron Johnson, Cynthia Loomis, and Marsha Blackburn. Senator Grassley said the FBI's records request was approved by a grand jury, and according to his office, the data obtained ran from January 4th to January 7th, 2021. This does not include the contents of any phone conversations, but it shows who called whom, when, and for how long. There's no predicate that we can find for the solicitation of these telephone records, Mr. Grassley said at a news conference, which I think emphasizes the political weaponization that was behind all this effort. And we're still getting more information. Johnson and Grassley were prominent in investigating excesses by the Justice Department and the FBI against Mr. Trump in the 2016 campaign and in his first term. Mr. Smith's indictment explained how President Trump and his aides tried to hack the Electoral College on January 6th by submitting fraudulent electors and pressuring Congress's presiding officer, Vice President Mike Pence, to accept them or reject Joe Biden's electors. Well, the problem, though, with that theory is that you then have to disregard the law that was on the books back then, which is the Electoral Count Act of 1868, which gave Congress the ability to reject the results of the Electoral College. And that point seems to be completely lost in all this. The indictment alleged on the morning of January 6th, an agent of Mr. Trump contacted the United States Senator to ask him to hand deliver a document to the vice president. Specifically, the certificates for the fraudulent electors in Michigan and Wisconsin, which were believed not to have been delivered to the vice president, or the archivist. That evening, according to the special counsel, the president attempted to exploit the violence and chaos by calling lawmakers to tell them to delay the Electoral College certification. He attempted to reach 2 United States senators at 6 p.m. An unnamed co-conspirator placed calls to 5 United States senators and 1 United States representative. So the FBI was probably trolling for evidence to charge Republican lawmakers. But the problem with that, though, is that these lawmakers would have been totally within their rights if they had voted to reject the results of the Electoral College based on the statute that was on the books at the time. And if Jack Smith had indicted these people, it would have made major news. You're talking about 9 Republican senators and then potentially now a Republican member of the House of Representatives, maybe more, maybe it would have been a couple, but they had the right to reject the Electoral College results. I'm not saying that that law of 1868 should have remained on the books. I'm just telling you it was on the books on January 6, 2021. So in order for a crime to have taken place, you've got to figure out the law that they would have been breaking. And I think we're all missing that point here. I'm not suggesting that Congress should or shouldn't have rejected the results of January 6, 2021. I'm just saying that if they didn't, it would not have been illegal. In fact, a lot of people would argue that if Congress had rejected those results and sent it back to the states, they would have got the exact same response back. They would have got the exact same return back in the original form the second time around. Like, it wouldn't have made a difference. The Electoral College results were not going to change. But still, there would not have been a crime that was committed. So without a crime, why would you charge people? All right, more to come on this. That is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, Vanaria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, Vanaria Dental. If you've been putting off getting that complex dental procedure, please stop putting it off and reach out to Dr. Mike today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental.com. He's my man. He's a great guy. He'll give you the smile of your dreams. So reach out to him today. And we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. We'll dip in more on the White House's coverage of the Antifa roundtable. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got Bill D'Agostino joining us a little bit after 5 o'clock. We're going to talk about some of the craziness in the news. Cliff Maloney's going to stop by in studio today. He's going to hang out with me for the last hour of the show. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And we will talk about the big Wildwood rally and also the getting out the vote in PA. Don't forget, we got the judicial elections going on. All that matters. It's all very, very important stuff here. So make sure you keep listening to the show, okay? Because we got a lot going on. Sixth time today, the Democrats are sixth time this week so far, I should say, voting no as the government shutdown hits day number 8. And Hakeem Jeffries and Mike Lawler got into a heated shouting match in the halls outside of the House chamber today over the shutdown. So temperatures are flaring, no doubt about that. But I'm just saying the Democrats, in my mind, are getting the blame for this. I think it is absolutely, positively, no doubt about it, something that is coming back to bite them and bite them hard. Josh Hawley calls on Pam Bondi to investigate in every way the Biden DOJ's targeting of conservatives. I don't blame him. I think it should be investigated. I think that Jack Smith was clearly out of his mind here going after these elected members of the House and the Senate who were within their rights under the Electoral Count Act of 1868. If they had chosen to reject the electors, they had chosen to reject the results, they were within their rights to do so under the law at the time that was on the books. That law is not in the books anymore, but it was at the time. So, yeah, it should be investigated, no doubt about it. Cut 16.
To happen. Madam Attorney General, I think we need a special prosecutor to be appointed whose sole responsibility will be to get to the bottom of what has happened in every instance that I have just named. I think we need to know exactly Who approved the wiretaps on United States senators? Who knew about it? What agents were involved at DOJ or the FBI? I think we need to know exactly who signed off on the Catholic memo, the spying memo. Who was involved with it? How far did it go? I think we need to know exactly who authorized the prosecution of Mark Houck, who terrorized pro-lifers and tried to intimidate them. I think we need to know that, Mr. Chairman, this committee needs to do oversight hearings. We need to have thorough hearings into what has happened these last 4 years and this abuse that has now just been uncovered, because we have to ensure that it stops. As you just said, Attorney General Bondi, we have to ensure that it stops. This chapter in American history needs to come to a close, never to be opened again. Well, the use of the most powerful law enforcement bodies in the world against ordinary citizens and political opponents must end once and for all. And we have a chance to do it, and it needs to be done with a thorough investigation, full transparency, and those who violated laws need to be prosecuted. I thank you for what you're doing, Attorney General Bondi. I hope that you will launch a thorough investigation. I hope you'll appoint a special prosecutor. Mr. Chairman, I hope we'll hold.
You know, the issue here, which is really important to understand, is that when you're dealing with, just say, Pennsylvania, just take Pennsylvania in 2020, the question of whether or not the Pennsylvania Supreme Court was out of their reach when they said and changed the time, manner, and place of the elections with regard to the mail-in balloting. Now, if the Senate and the House had said, we're rejecting Pennsylvania's Electoral College results, I don't know if anything would have changed. I don't know if Pennsylvania would have sent different electors to the Capitol. It may have resulted in, when they met 2 weeks later, the exact same thing. But it wouldn't have been a crime. That's the point. So Jack Smith was looking clearly to go after somebody. And Jack Smith, the only question I have is, why didn't he indict anybody? And I think the answer lies in the fact that he couldn't make an argument that they broke the law. Even if they were texting people in the White House and the Trump campaign and they were calling people, and so what? So what? I mean, even if they were texting with people who happened to be going to the rally on January 6th, they didn't know what was going to happen. I don't think you could make an argument that any of these Republican senators or members of Congress were hoping for violence or riot or people to kick in windows or anything like that. I mean, that would be ludicrous to suggest that. So even if you found that they were texting with people who planned to come to D.C. to go to the rally on the Ellipse, and then who may have went to the Capitol building after, still doesn't mean that they were complicit in some sort of conspiracy to have people commit violence at the U.S. Capitol, which, by the way, once that happened, any thought of rejecting the Electoral College results went right out the window. Any thought of that went right out the window. They were debating it, if you remember, when the mob showed up at the Capitol building. They were debating it. But the minute that the first piece of glass was kicked in, first window, that was done. There was no way in hell they were ever going to vote to reject those results. So I can't imagine they had some grand conspiracy here. Let's cause violence at the Capitol building so that we can then reject the Electoral College results? It makes zero sense. No sense whatsoever, actually. Here's Marsha Blackburn saying that Jack Smith should be disbarred for going after these senators, these elected representatives. Cut 17.
Pulling all of our phone records. And Jack Smith does have to answer some questions. There's more information to come to us. Much of it is tied up in grand jury documents. We know that that will be released to the FBI at some point soon. But we do know it's illegal. We do know it's a violation of our rights. And, of course, Jack Smith is going to have to answer for this. I'm already working on a letter to the D.C. Bar, a complaint letter, mm-hmm. to file against him. He should be disbarred.
Well, let me ask you this, Senator.
So he should be disbarred. And the problem, though, is that Jack Smith was also never even a special counsel because he was never confirmed by the Senate. And that's why ultimately the judge ruled that he was not a special counsel. So I can't refer to him as a special counsel, and I never will. But here's Senator Blumenthal reacting, Senator Richard Blumenthal reacting to reports that the special counsel, who's not a special counsel, was eavesdropping on GOP senators. Remember, Richard Blumenthal, Connecticut, one of the biggest dumbasses, morons on the main, maybe the dumbest senator on the mainland of the United States. Remember, Mazie Hirono will always take that cake, but she's not on the mainland. She represents Hawaii, as Tulsi Gabbard would say it, Hawaii. So you can't say she's the dumbest on the mainland because Hawaii is part of America. It's just not on the mainland, as you know. Can't drive to it. But anyway, here's Blumenthal. He doesn't see a big deal with this. Could you imagine if Trump's Justice Department had spied on Democrat senators? They would have said that Trump's Justice Department was intimidating the jurors in Donald Trump's impeachment. That's what they would have said. That the Justice Department was trying to intimidate them. These would be the jurors who would decide the president's guilt or innocence and whether or not he should be removed from office or not. And here's the Department of Justice spying on them and weaponized. And it would have been an absolute freaking meltdown. And by the way, rightfully so, if Trump's Justice Department had done this to the Democrat senators who had a vote, not once, but twice. Well, the second time around, he already left office, but the first time around, at least, on whether or not he should be removed from office. And could you imagine if his Justice Department had gone after those senators and spied on them in this manner? It would be a meltdown, and it would be a deserved of a meltdown. Cut 18.
But on that note, are you concerned about the information Republicans have released showing that the Biden administration was looking into Republican senators?
I am concerned about any kind of impropriety, and I believe that anything like it should be stopped if there was improper action done by any administration. There ought to be accountability. And that's no excuse for not holding this administration accountable. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Two wrongs don't make a right. But they're the ones who did the, you know what? It's not even worth it. All right. We will continue monitoring the White House briefing on Antifa. It's a roundtable talking about the violence that's happening. And the other question that I have is, do you think the Delco accent in the show Task, are they overdoing it or have they nailed it? We'll talk about that as we continue along here today. Friday rally in Wildwood. It's going to be off the charts. It's going to be epic. I want to see you there. So make sure you come out and join us for that. And also to Monday with Jack Carr for our Politics and Pints. When it comes to your home, protection, peace of mind, and craftsmanship are paramount. That's why Emmons is my go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. They even have a new kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. Emmons truly has you covered. It's all under one roof. Your home will not only look more secure, but will not only be more secure, but will look stunning from the curb with that protection and peace of mind that you need. Plus, each and every one of my listeners, 10% off. Just tell them I sent you. Roofing, siding, windows, doors, Emmons is the name you can trust. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. I'm telling you, Matt Kelly and his team, they are dedicated to doing the job right and doing the job for you the way that will hold up for life. Because in the case of the roof, since they are platinum certified by Owens Corning, the best in the business, American-made roofing products, platinum certified means that roof will have a lifetime warranty. You can trust the team at Emmons. They'll get the job done right for you because integrity is everything. So make sure you tell them I sent you. When they remodeled the kitchen and bathroom in our old home, they did a fantastic job. Bridget was thrilled. And you know, happy wife, happy life. That's the difference. EmmonsRoofing.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.